are you, John?
Welcome to the show. Glad to have
Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here. Missed you guys.
The pleasure is all ours.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this guy over here, Alan, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Hi. How's everybody doing?
We're good.
That's good.
I think.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Alan's first time on the show, huh? What did you expect? What do you expect to happen tonight?
I'm not too sure.
No?
Hopefully have a good time, that's all.
Okay. Well, it's always a good time carrying a message, right, Gail?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's why we're here, man.
From exciting downtown Hightstown, New Jersey.
Yeah, beautiful downtown Hightstown.
I still am trying to figure out how I made it to Hightstown, New
Me
Jersey.
Too.
Two-block town. Never been to a two-block town, Gail.
Nope.
No. What is
sneeze and you're through it.
No right.
You're a neighbor.
No, that's right.
Yeah, I'm
that's
a neighbor,
right.
I've been here a lot. Actually, we have our fundraiser that's going to be right next door. This is the Tavern on the Green right here.
I saw that. Is that it? Tavern on the Lake?
Tavern on the Lake. That's it. Tavern on the Green. That's like a New York, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a little up.
I've had lunch there, though.
When is that, Art?
April 23rd. Friday, April 23rd at 8 o'clock. Yep, that's the comedy night with Travelise and Spadia.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That sounds like fun.
That's a fundraiser for the City of Angels.
Nice. City of Angels.
Actually, we have another one coming up in Garwood, New Jersey, too. That one's on Friday, May 12th. That is Rebecca Schaefer and Friends in Concert.
Well, you have, who's the host?
The host?
For the Tavern on the Lake. Jennifer Nutt.
Oh, yeah. Jessica Nutt from Chasing Nutt. News. Because it's her, Bill Spadia, Steve Trevelise, and I think the headliner is Jimmy, formerly known as Round Boy Graham.
Right.
He's no longer Round Boy. He had like that surgery, man. He's like, shoo.
Yep, svelte.
Yeah, man. He is svelte.
We met her the day of the taping. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How cold it was at that?
Yeah, we were there, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, it was exciting. Yeah.
I told Gail I saw the little footage of it.
Did you see that whole thing? Yeah.
I didn't see the whole thing. I saw
actually, it's still out there. I mean, you can go YouTube and do, I believe it's called Chasing News, Chasing the Dragon. And that thing, it's about 23, 24 minutes long.
Yeah.
It was actually really good. They did a great job.
You wanted to see it, right?
I do. So I do want to see that, yeah.
So if you missed it, it is available. You can go YouTube it, or you could probably go to the Chasing News Facebook page, and I'm sure you could probably find it.
I only had a cameo appearance, so I'm not really.
You were there. You got more appearance than I got.
I think I saw that Chasing the Dragon thing.
It was on Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It's a good
it's
piece.
It's a great day.
Yeah, it was cold that day. I remember
windy. It was cold.
Wow.
They should pick like a May day the next time.
I think John was in his car most of the time.
Well, yeah, I was on the phone getting someone into treatment. Imagine that.
Yeah.
City of Angels. You could go to www.cityofangelsnj.org. And find out all the great things we do, our what we offer, our events,
everything we do, how we can help. There's a get help page.
We have a hotline that's also in there. And if you want to call in tonight, you can dial 609-241-7103. We'd love to hear from you. That's always good when the callers. Why does that say 8 after 7.
Because I only fixed one of them when I was here. I just noticed that.
Yeah, I just noticed
that. See, I look at that one. Again. I don't really look at that one, so.
He's preparing. He's ready for fall already.
Yeah. Spring ahead, fall back. That's what I do with my watch.
Spring ahead, fall back. Like I am so ready for summer again, man.
Oh, you and me both.
At least it was a quick winter, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that.
You were in California while we were in a snowstorm.
Yes, I was. I loved it.
You wanted to get
I changed my flight to get out of here Monday.
Lucky you.
That's right, I remember that.
It's a good thing I did, too, or I would have been stuck here, man.
Absolutely.
With you.
Yeah.
That would have been a bad thing, but.
No, we're good company, man.
Yeah. So what do we want people to do tonight?
I don't know. Ask for help if they need it,
and
you know?
They do that.
And even if they don't think they need it. They probably don't know what they need, actually. Right. I know I didn't know what I needed when I was using.
Did you know what you need? Do you still know what you need?
I'm not too sure, but I still take suggestions.
Oh, okay.
Good answer.
Suggestions,
sometimes
huh?
People are too scared to call in. So don't be afraid. Call in. There's lots of help here.
That's it. 10 digits, right? Roger.
I thought we were on a boat for a minute.
Sounded like it.
So how are we all doing? We seem like a kind of obscure bunch tonight.
That must mean it was a good weekend.
Yeah. Well, very eventful. We had the national championship being played tonight.
Oh, yeah, here we
Gonzaga
are.
Gonzaga against North Carolina.
Yep.
Is it on
should
now?
Be a good
we
game.
Have a TV.
No, it's not on now. 9:20
It really does
off.
Work. No.
We'll be off the air by then.
Yeah, they're playing in Phoenix.
Yep. So what's new and exciting, Gail?
What's new and exciting?
Yeah.
Well, I moved back to New Jersey.
Good for you.
After being away for
is that new or is that exciting?
That's new and exciting. I'm out of Staten Island. I'm back to realization, as I call it. And I lived here for 28 years, and I will be in my anniversary is coming up the 21st.
Oh, nice.
21 years, April 17th. I'll be
nice.
Celebrating my sobriety. And my home group, which I never changed, was in Parsippany. So I'm back with all my peeps from AA. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
so
sounds
it's
a little
exciting...
bit bigger than Hightstown.
It is. It is. Yeah. Yeah. There are more than 10 people there.
And more than 2 restaurants.
That's right. That's right. More than 2 restaurants.
Yeah, we only
that's
have
good.
But you guys don't live there, so this is why it's important for me to come here, right? To see you people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And
yeah.
All
well,
the way
you
from.
Do.
And you
why
missed us.
You do that? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Right?
Didn't you
I'm
miss
sorry.
Us?
You missed us.
Oh yes, that's why I'm back. It only took me 1.5 hours to get here. I figured I could be in Florida rather than come here to Hightstown, but I'd much rather see you guys than be in Florida.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
Not quite as exciting here in Hightstown.
It was so exciting.
Never a dull moment in Hightstown.
I stayed on the corner and I just watched all these wonderful, exciting people pass by.
So,
and then I took a nap. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it made you fall asleep. That's how exciting it was. What's new and exciting with you, my friend Alan?
Not too much, just working on myself, and that's pretty much
what do you have, like a screwdriver and a hammer and nails, working on yourself?
Yeah, no.
Wrench?
Working on my step work and everything, that's something new and pretty exciting for me, trying to find out about who I am and, you know, how to better myself and my life.
Wow, Alan's sounding real serious tonight.
Yeah, he's very, very serious.
That's good. Your life is serious.
It's very serious, especially being a single father out here.
Right.
So got to be able to show up every day for him. So, yeah, I got some other stuff going on and everything, but unfortunately I can't discuss that over the radio. But I have some good things coming towards me very soon, some life-changing stuff.
Good.
Well,
so,
we're very candid nice. On here, so you can discuss anything you want, really.
Do share.
You can feel safe with us. Just look at it.
Right. Well, you know what? It's all about transparency, right?
Yes, it is.
You know?
Got that right.
Hightstown needs excitement, so share.
Yeah,
sure does. You need something.
Talk loud, it's 2 blocks.
Right. Talk about all them inches of the 2 blocks.
2 blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. So what else do we have exciting coming up?
Well, we have an event coming up on May 20th.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
It's in Nazareth, PA.
I didn't want to go pray there. I didn't.
Yeah. Not Nazareth.
Thought it was a picnic.
Overseas.
I think it is a picnic, isn't it?
I think it
that's
is.
Right, it's
I think it is.
It's kind of like a festival thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
like arts and crafts kind of festival? Or
you're going to make baskets.
Make, yeah, we're going to...
basket weaving 101. Yeah.
Herschel knitting Walker's classes. So there's knitting, Walker's crocheting.
It was.
What is it?
At Georgia, yep.
Is that a
Do you know that?
What's that?
Herschel Walker's major in at Georgia University was basket weaving.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Secondary was ballet.
No wonder he didn't make it in the pros. What did he do? Marijuana, wasn't it, I think?
I believe it was.
Was that the guy who was proactive marijuana and they just got
Oh, no,
rid of
that
him?
Was Ricky Williams. He just refused to stop smoking pot. The guy with the dreads, remember him?
I remember him, yeah. His name didn't come up when I thought of the marijuana thing. I remember Herschel Walker, so.
Yeah. Baseball season is upon us.
Yeah.
When are the Angels start? You have any info on that?
That's a good question. I know they were starting to have practice and stuff already.
I saw Kevin doing something with baseball and
they were clearing the field. Actually, they help them out every year by getting volunteers to go out and, you know, rake and clean.
That was on Facebook.
Yeah, clean everything up.
Yes, it mm-hmm. was. I saw that.
Well, that's good. Yes. Little teamwork there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's preparing the field and putting lines on the field.
Very silly tonight.
Putting the bases on the field. And
private conversation?
No, just business. That's business. All. Yeah, real estate business.
He's conducting business while we're doing the show.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I like that. Multifaceted.
Yeah, that's good.
Multitasking.
Just clearing it out, that's all.
You didn't know I had that type of vernacular, did you?
No.
We're boring him. Are we boring you?
Not at all.
He looks bored.
Not at all.
Strike three! You're out!
I'm done. Now, this is all new to me, so.
So I trust, Art, that we will have a schedule next week for the Angels. So these people.
You know, I was looking to see if there was something because they do have an app.
Of course, apps.
Yeah, they got an app for everything.
Right,
everybody got an app.
I'm trying to find where the heck it is. Yeah, it's been a whole season. I don't think they. Oh, here it is. Let's see. It's Sports Engine.
It's a big app.
It's a big app.
Big app, yeah. Good. What kind of engine? What barrel carburetor?
All right, here we go. City of Angels. April 3rd through April 9th. City of Angels at the Central Jersey.
It's
that
coming
was
up now.
Yeah, that was postponed. That was April 2nd.
Okay.
Today is the 3rd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was yesterday's game was postponed.
Why?
Yeah, it was beautiful out yesterday.
Any reason given?
That's
no,
why
don't
it was
play when
postponed.
It's raining.
Like when we sorry, the sun's out. We cannot play today.
It'll get in your eyes.
Wait for the rain and snow.
That's the only other game. That's the only thing I see. So I don't really think they've started their schedule yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. I didn't see any.
I think they're still practicing, so nothing's really official about. Okay. But I will definitely keep us posted on.
Because we have that fundraiser at, what's it called now, Arm & Hammer Park?
Oh, yeah, that's our Thunder. That's the Thunder. Right. I'm not sure exactly when that is yet. I know we had to get the tickets for that.
That was fun. We went, remember?
Yeah.
Poured rain that day.
You know, the deal with that is we sell tickets to, you know, we have 400 tickets that we purchase,
right.
You know, for that fundraiser game that we have. You know, we make, you know, not a whole lot of money off of that, but a little bit if we sell all those tickets. Plus, it gives our guys the right to play on the field, nice. Which is kind of nice because they really get a kick out of, you know what I mean, playing on that field. And
nice field.
Some of the legends.
Yeah, it is.
There.
It's beautiful.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
And that baseball team's really come a long way because, you know, they're all in recovery. Their all their uniforms were donated by the Los Angeles Angels because
that's
one
cool.
of the guys
that's
on the baseball
cool,
team.
Real Angels.
He wrote a letter to one of the players.
That was a great story.
Just about And actually, that story was just, they wrote a letter to ask permission to use the name COA Angels.
Mike Trout from
Melville. Right. And they ended up sending a whole box of their old, the previous year's uniforms.
That's cool.
With all their names still on them and everything on the back.
Nice.
So you'll see them play in those uniforms. Right. You know, with
that's,
you know, it's
nice.
Not their name on the back, but you know, right. It's some MLB star or, you know, whoever was on the Angels at the time. So
that was
it's
awesome.
It is kind of a cool story.
Awesome story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about
it's great.
That?
I think it's very interesting. I don't know. Like, I've done, since I've been in recovery and everything, like, I've actually
How
had,
long have you been in recovery?
On and off.
No, on. I'm not worried about off.
Currently, right now?
Off means you weren't in recovery.
I wasn't. Touche. Right now, 44 days.
Oh, congratulations.
Consistently,
very
yeah.
Nice.
And I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Thank
he's
you.
To the 20. He's all to the right, 25, 30, 35, 40. He's down the sideline, 50. I think he's going to go. He's to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
No, it's crazy that you guys have brought up, you know, stuff about doing stuff in recovery with playing sports and everything. I've done so much stuff. And so many fun things in recovery out there, fellowshipping, and I would have to say, like, I've actually had the best times of my life in the last, well, I say on and off, but 3 years when I'm with people in recovery. I remember when I was out there using and everything, like, it was like a job. It was tiring, and you know, I got drugged down, and I did a lot of things, clubbing and all that stuff. So it was good times. I don't regret the stuff, but I have better times out there with people in recovery that have, you know, substantial time. That, you know, I have fun. I like going, doing stuff with people that actually care about me and not care about what I have or who I am or what I know.
And that's what people need to know about. You know, there is fun, you know, in recovery. I mean, you can have a good time. You can enjoy things that you never thought you'd enjoy.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. We do.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We are easily amused.
That's right. Perfect.
And you remember it the next day.
Yeah.
Great point.
You know, I just was out skiing like 2 weeks ago with my son, and I was with another recovering addict, and I was able to teach my son how to go skiing, how to ski, and that's amazing. Because I know when I was using, I would have rather used that $200 and gone out and had fun doing that, and regret it at the end, and hear my son still sitting at home by himself. You know, it's horrible. It's yeah. You know, so it was very productive, and it was good memories, and I was able to share it with his grandparents, and. You know, that's nice. Special to me. That's a memory that I'll never lose.
Yeah.
You know, and him as well.
Blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
those are the blessings.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Are.
When you can come back from the throes of addiction and have a life like that,
absolutely,
that makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
One day at a time.
It certainly
absolutely.
Does. Give us a call, 609-241-7103. We'd love to hear from you. We got a lot to tell you. And you would be a great fit for this organization. Don't you think so?
That's right.
Yeah, he's here.
I show up.
We got another volunteer.
Get involved.
Arthur.
Yeah, I'll definitely show up.
Think?
We can always take more volunteers.
That's right.
Yep.
We need them.
As long as the show is open, not like last week and the week before that.
Uh-oh.
Where's that button? Oh. We got a button over there. We know we got an app.
We got one for that.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't see that coming, Arthur.
Yeah. I was let down. I let over 100 people know that I was going to be on this show, and I was hoping, you know, people were going to. I got a lot of support out there, and people have a lot of knowledge on, you know, recovery and everything.
Where's the calls? Tell them to call in.
That was.
I'm not allowed to play with my phone currently right now.
That
I'm getting bullied.
That was an addiction emergency.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So did they think you were full of shit because you weren't on the show?
No, you know it's so funny though, because I had a lot of people. I have a lot of people when they were looking at when I was sending it out, they were like, "What are you, an entertainer now?" I'm like, "You go from real estate to entertaining to towing cars to a radio show? Like, what's the deal?" So I was like, "No," and I was invited out there, and it means a lot. Recovery means a lot to me.
Yeah.
So
right,
you
right.
know.
Yeah, it means a lot to all of us. So look at Gail coming up on 21 years.
What the heck was that for me?
We have a great time.
Yeah.
No, it was, yeah, it is great, you know.
That has to be the very most important thing in your life is recovery.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
otherwise
I feel good.
You have nothing else.
Right.
Yeah, no.
It won't come a second.
Nope. You got to come first.
It's a beautiful thing to wake up in the morning and actually be able to smile. Yes. And not try to figure out who you got to call, you know, or where you got to run to, or how you're going to fill your gas tank up to get where you need to go.
You're right. Yeah. You said it before. You're like, it's a job.
It is. It really is. Yeah. You know, I mean, to be out there, it's tiring. It really is.
It's
I don't know how it is out here in New Jersey, but I know how it is in Philadelphia, and, you know, it's a shame. It breaks my heart. I don't even want to go down to, like, the bad ends of the neighborhoods. I don't need to put them out.
Well, the walks are longer in Jersey.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But that goes countrywide. I mean, you've got little towns in West Virginia. You've got big towns here on the East Coast. You've got little crappy towns up in the mountains in California.
Yeah.
Same problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is not isolated to a territory or a generation or a specific race. I mean, every walk of life, man.
Right. Yeah.
As you're talking, did you happen to see our friend Pam at the White House last week on ABC News?
No, I didn't.
You were talking about this.
I didn't have much. Yeah, Pam Graza, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Well, y'all heard, right, that Christie's going to be taking over.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful
the task force. I was really hoping he was going to be taking over the director of drug policy in that office. But that office is not dying yet. I heard it was going to die, and it wasn't going to be funded.
Right.
But it's still there. And I started getting announcements from it again, you know, because I'm on that mailing list.
Well, you were the first person I thought of when I saw her on there.
Yeah.
So
the other thing that I thought was, you know, if Christie's going to be leading that, and every time he speaks, Kevin's standing next to him, we have a half a shot here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having some input into.
I like what he's doing out there. Obviously, I've been incarcerated before. And, you know, it's a lot of addicts have been in jail, and the people just want to throw them in the jail, and really they need help. You know, they're troubled. They have problems.
How are you supposed to get a good job? You know what I mean? When that is in your background. I mean, that stuff needs to be able to be expunged. If you do what you say you're going to do and you're part of that program where it's all said and done,
that's a fair shot.
It should be expunged from your record. So, you know, as a young person, you're not carrying that around. Why should you suffer economically for the rest of your life for a mistake you made when you were an adolescent? Whatever. I mean, you know what? We all use something. We're all addicted to something. There's nobody.
Ain't that the truth?
There's nobody that can stand.
I got a list.
There's nobody that can stand before you and say that they live in a glass house and have no type of addiction. Right. I don't care whether it's gambling, sex, smoking. You're addicted to
eating.
Something.
Yeah.
Eating. I mean, you know, really, the list could go on forever.
And on and on.
The question is how harmful is that particular addiction to you? You know what I mean? You want to try and keep the harmful ones to a minimum.
How about when you have more than one?
You know what? We all have more than one, right? I mean, seriously, if count back on your hands. I mean, you smoke cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
Like a champ.
Shame on you.
Like a champ.
Horrible.
Like an animal.
But those are small things. But, you know, you're not hurting anybody in society. I mean, you're hurting yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's great to know, and, you know, I was thinking about this last night. It's great to know that people that have been guests on our show are involved in doing things out there.
Right.
Remember Diane and her husband, Steve?
Yes.
You remember Diane, right? Well, she referred to me a guy back in October, I guess it was. And our friend went to treatment 3 times. The last time he was in, he flatlined twice before they... Well, she informed me that they found him dead yesterday.
Sad, right?
And a month ago, a little less than a month ago, the case manager that I work with and myself damn near begged this guy to stay put, and he didn't.
He didn't want it bad enough.
Yeah.
He had Tawana.
And I bring that up because they were part of our show. They were guests on the show, and these people are doing their part, you know, to help, and they're working hard.
Yeah.
And man, it was last night, you know how long of a round of golf that was yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And I was really beat. You know, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table and I get that text from Diane.
It's just never easy. And when does it stop?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when does it stop?
I don't know.
I look forward to the day where they don't need our services so much anymore. You know what I mean?
Instead of being
such a high demand that we're in, I would rather get one phone call a week. You know, when is that day going to come?
Right.
When's that day going to come? Ever?
It's out of control.
I don't know.
It's out of control.
I mean, you know, I've only been involved probably for the last 3.5 years. You know what I mean? And I still stand before people that have been here for a lifetime or decades or, you know.
So you came around the same time we came around?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, I always been around. It just when heroin always walked in my house.
I just walked in?
Yeah, I just walked in.
Just didn't do this.
Right.
I remember the volunteer bringing.
But my involvement's from a parent's perspective. I mean, you know, not that I wasn't an angel or a child of the 60s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not from my own direct addiction. I mean, you know, I was one of the fortunate ones who was with a band and traveled the road and drank like you couldn't imagine and smoked pot and did coke and did you named it. And we did it. When I had my first child, I was able to go, all right, I need to grow the hell up now. Click and shut that off and not go back. You know what I mean? Everybody can't do that. That's where the disconnect lies. You know, some of us can... grow up, be responsible, and go, okay, enough is enough. You know what I mean? And move on with our lives. And some people can't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had to get the law thrown in my face. I don't know how many times.
You know, there's different paths for different people. I mean, you know, sometimes I have crying mothers come to me. You know what I mean? We used to have the meetings at the Dwyer Center. You know, and they'd be like, oh, my daughter was arrested. And I'd be like, that's great. And they'd look at me like I was nuts.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you say stuff like that because my mom and dad, they're very involved in Naranon. So they're a really good support towards me. They've been in their program for the last 4.5 years now, and they work their steps. Just like we do, they do the 12 steps and they start all over. They have sponsors. They're very involved. So, you know, that's a very important thing, too. A lot of parents that have children that are addicts, they pretty much sit there and they okay, here, I'll give you some money so you're not sick and everything. And that's not the right thing to do. Like,
no,
you know, they need to stop that type of stuff. And
I will take you to a restaurant and buy you a meal.
Really?
I will not give you the cash for it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
You made me happy. I'm hungry again.
But they don't understand what's going on. I have, as a drug alcohol counselor, I used to do groups, and they were mixed with alcohol, drugs, whatever. I mean, it's drug is a drug is a drug.
Yep.
But the family members would come up to me and say, I don't understand why he's doing that or she's doing that. And so I formed an adult family group. And I'm sorry, I'll back up on that. It wasn't an adult family group. It was any family member that is in the midst of their loved one's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started to understand that. So to be educated is very important also.
And it is. Yeah. That's what I had to do when, you know, I said when heroin walked into my house because it wasn't me that was doing it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So I didn't really have a choice. You know, I mean, my daughter got arrested for it. She was the one who was using it. It walked into my house.
Mm.
So I had to educate myself on what it was. How do I help? How do I get out of the way if that's what I need to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, parents don't understand that. A lot of them don't understand it, though.
No. So it's an education process. But just like anything else, you know, when your loved one decides that they're ready to go away, you know what I mean, and get some help and get some assistance,
yeah,
It's not your time to sit back and watch TV and go on vacation.
No.
You need to be working your program, you know what I mean? And
absolutely.
Educating yourself.
No. It's very important.
On the throes of addiction and what got you to that point and how do you move on from that? And it is an education process.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
It's an education most of us don't want, but...
I begged for it.
As human beings, when that walks into your life, you want to educate yourself, right? And move forward as...
Yeah, you have to.
It's a family disease, and the family suffers more than the person who's using.
Yeah.
I mean,
because
I don't really see as many brothers and sisters that really come to support meetings as much as I think they should.
Yes.
When you hear all the stories in the long run, they're all stories of they did more for them than they did for me. I mean, there's just a lot of tension there, you know, because that one child's getting all the attention and nobody else is getting any.
Right.
Yeah.
And that causes tension. So,
well, that's,
there's balance.
Why it's good that we can have different guests on our show. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been thinking a lot lately about having children of addicts, moms.
If they're willing to participate,
that's big.
Well, you've seen some of the moms. I mean, right from our last experience, with doing the special. I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but she had just lost her son like 2 weeks before that special. Right. And there she's standing in that field with us, holding the microphone, telling her story. I mean, now that's somebody who wants, that's a mother who lost her son recently and wants to make a difference in some way. If that's saving one person, you know what I mean?
Right.
And she was holding up the picture of her son. Telling the story.
And even Pam.
It was heart-wrenching.
It was what? A month and a half, 2 months after
It was very soon. But you know what? I think as a parent, I can't speak to that. I mean, I haven't done that. I haven't lost the loved
God.
One. I lost my nephew, but they brought him back. You know what I mean? It's not the same. So I can't really speak for a parent that's lost their child. But I'd have to say, knowing myself, that if that happened to me, I'd be dedicated to, I'm dedicated now. I would even be more dedicated to, making sure it didn't happen to somebody else.
Yeah.
You're listening to COA Radio. To call in, area code 609-241-7103. We'd love to hear from you. Getting back to the show. How you doing over there, Al?
I'm doing pretty good. I could actually have somebody come up here that are parents of addicts that have a program too as well, if you want. I can invite them up here too as well.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, they're very involved.
Thank you, Alan.
Yes.
No problem.
That'd be great. And a lot of family members are so angry at their loved ones that they don't want to get involved. So
it's because they're not understanding. You hit it right on the head. They think it's a choice, you know?
Yes.
You said it earlier, education.
They
need to be educated.
I know, but we even run into that with going into the high schools and trying to talk to, we shouldn't even be going to high schools. We should be in middle schools, what I mean? And there should be some type of a program in the elementary schools.
Exactly.
Our South Jersey chapter down in Williamstown has this thing called In Plain Sight. And it's a bedroom. It's an addict's bedroom. And they go to the prosecutor and get the drug kit, and they hide everything in that bedroom and have parents or students walk through and try to identify what's there.
That's marvelous.
Then they spent 45 minutes showing them what they didn't find.
Wow. That's great.
You set me in that room, I'll find every last thing.
I don't think so.
Pull floorboards away.
But I think that is the type of education that parents need to be required to go. I mean, it's happening right under your noses. We're just too naive at the moment to think, not my kid, not my house, not my family.
Yeah.
And those are the wrong things to be saying today because it does not discriminate.
It's a blame game.
It's more... I think you see heroin and opiates in more places today than you ever saw.
Yeah, thank goodness for doctors.
That's
where it's all coming from. A lot of people, they fall down, they get in a car accident, next thing you know, the doctors want to give them something for their pain, and next thing you know, the pain medicine's not working, or it's too much money, or their insurance isn't covering it.
And technically, that all falls back on the drug companies, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because they're the ones who lobby for it, and they're the ones who pay off politicians and get eased regulations that they need. I don't think anybody saw this opioid crisis coming on. And if they did, they swept it under the rug because they were making handfuls of money.
That's
you know what I mean? So, which makes it even more wrong.
They're starting to monitor that, though.
Yeah, they want I mean, we've made, I think, giant strides, right, in the last several years.
Yes. Yeah.
We have a far way to go yet. But
well, I saw what New Jersey's doing now. That you can only get a 5-day supply.
Exactly, yes. 5 days,
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't think that's actually been enacted yet, but it's somewhere close to
it. I don't even think they. I don't even think they should give them that. Give them some time, and I'll keep them moving.
You know, sometimes
it depends upon you know what it is. If it's an operation, you really need you know a couple of days, and then that's it.
Yeah,
you don't need anything more than that.
That's
get over the hump.
Give them 60-day supplies.
Just medicate someone while they're in the hospital, and then when they go home. Because I've done that.
I had open heart surgery, okay? They gave me more pain medication than I ever could have asked for. You know what I mean? Voluntarily.
Oh, yeah.
I took it one day, and I never took it again after. That was the day after my surgery. And now I got the scars to show you, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was scared to death of, you know what I mean, getting addicted to something.
Sure.
So, I mean, I roughed it out. I mean, luckily my tolerance for pain is high, you know.
But again, the problem is, like you said earlier, It gives examples of people who, you know, like grandpops and grandmoms that go in for surgery. They're elderly. They never took a narcotic in their life.
Right.
And they're given these things. But once they're detoxed from them or the medicine's out of their system, they don't obsess like an addict would.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so that's...
But see, people underestimate the addictive nature of, you know, you're thinking it's a pill. You know, everybody's going, oh, you're shooting heroin and you're going to be addicted because you shot. It doesn't matter. My daughter snorted it. She didn't even shoot it. She snorted it.
Yeah.
But she no less had every single symptom, you know what I mean, that showed.
It's not the method. It's...
It had the same effect on her body as if you were shooting it. I'm sure shooting it is probably a lot more harmful for you, but
it just happens quicker. That's all.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's
right.
You know,
that's what they're looking for.
But I mean, she said, I could put her next to someone who was intravenously using and she was snorting, and they look the same.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like people say, oh, how's she doing? Well, now she's shooting heroin. Oh, my God.
I know, but
she was doing 30 oxys a day. Yeah.
And that's exactly right. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? What's the difference?
They feel because it's prescribed by a doctor.
But that's what happens.
Okay.
It's prescribed by
a
doctor.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
And then when it runs out, then you go rob from mom and dad and the neighbors and your whoever you can's medicine cabinet, grandmom and grandpa, because they don't know no better.
Yeah, or they'll give it to you.
And then when you run out of all of those avenues, heroin is the cheaper alternative in the long run. You know what I mean? Which is why so many people are turning to it. And that, you know, it's a whole mad thing. It's like the cartels are, you know what I mean? Just taking advantage of the situation, man.
Absolutely. Sure.
But that goes back to the whole stigma thing. You know? You just said it. We all just said it. You know, somebody that takes pills standing next to someone who shoots heroin, they're the same.
Yeah, they're the same.
Again, people go, oh my God, they're shooting heroin.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say that when they were doing 30 Percocets a day. I mean,
well, it was prescribed, so it's different.
Well,
and you know what? And that's what we do.
It was prescribed for a month, not a day.
But what happens is,
an hour.
You know, you take your kid for a root canal, and they give them 30 Percocets. And as good parents, you know, we're giving them to them twice a day as prescribed. You know what I mean? Whether they need it or not.
Right.
Oh, no, but it's true, you know, so I can see you inadvertently get addicted to something so innocently. You know what I mean?
And I think that
how it starts.
Gets all the press because that's what people.
Because it's heroin.
That's right.
I hate the word opioid. It's not scary enough. It almost sounds sexy. You know what I mean? Heroin scares the shit out of you, right? I mean, you hear heroin, man, that like puts the hair up on the back of my neck.
Yeah.
I mean, it just does it.
That's just the word.
You were programmed that, you know, that was bad. You know what I mean?
And that's automatically comes up in your mind.
I've had back operations many years ago, and now I'm having difficulties. Every time I go to the pain management doctor, he will say, I'll give you a prescription for Oxycontin. And I'd say, no, thank you. And he'd say, but why not? You're in pain. I'd say, no, thank you. I'll try physical therapy. And he insists. And I'll say no. That's how easy it is.
But see, this is the problem. As a pain management doctor, he should have more than one alternative. It shouldn't be here. Have an opiate. Yeah. Have an opiate.
I mean,
there should be, okay, you don't want to take an opiate. Suppose you had an addiction problem and you had pain and you didn't want to take it. He's still forcing it on you?
Right. Yeah, they're worse than the drug dealers out there. Yeah. And it makes his job easier.
And then he was surprised when I said, no, thank you. You don't want it?
But why can't he offer you alternatives? Like, hey, if you want this, you know what I mean? We can do this. If you can't do that, here's another alternative, you know what I mean, that we can try and take.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. I just recently got into working out a lot. And, you know, I was hit by a drunk driver at 65 miles an hour while I was sitting at a red light.
Wow.
And it literally bent my car looking like a teepee. And
you're a lucky man.
Yeah, was lucky. Wrong. Yeah,
looking like a who?
The car looked like a teepee by the time it was done. It was completely bent. And I've dealt with chronic back problems for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say that the best thing for that is not writing a prescription or taking a muscle relaxer to lay down and go to sleep. I would say go to the gym and build that muscle up
physical
and make
therapy.
Your body stronger. Mm-hmm. Keep your health up there.
Oh.
You know, the drugs, and it's not just about, I was thinking about this when you were just talking about heroin and everything. It's not even just about heroin, you know, because they use marijuana for painkillers these days too. And, you know, that's more socially acceptable these days. It's legalized in a lot of different areas throughout the United States and throughout the world. And I would have to say that, you know, that's a red flag there for a lot of people.
I mean, there's a lot of debate about, you know, it's a gateway drug. I don't think anybody's telling you to, you know, be handing a joint to a 12-year-old. You know
what I mean?
That's what
happened to me.
Pain, okay?
That's what happened
to
me.
You know what? If it works for somebody and you're over 21, I mean, you know, people drink. I don't see it being any worse than that. I don't think adolescents should be doing it, but as an adult, we don't have better things to do, you know, and bigger fish to fry.
Well, the problem is it's going to be legal, just like alcohol.
Yeah, and alcohol will kill you quicker than weed.
I watch people drink themselves.
And alcohol will kill you quicker. But you know what? People are going
to
do it anyway. That's guess what? There was prohibition. They still had it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing about heroin is you don't...
I'm not saying legalize heroin.
No.
I'm not even saying legalize everything. Like, you know, there's people out there, you know, maybe we really as a society need to look to decriminalize a few of the drugs, and instead of throwing them in jails and clogging it up, you know, maybe we need to, you know, offer more treatment options.
Absolutely. I agree with that 1,000%.
I mean,
my point for saying that was, oh, we got a call.
Hey, all right. Now we're rocking and rolling.
We are rocking.
Yes, we are.
We are rolling in the large town of Hightstown.
Good. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Rags, how are you?
Hey.
How are you speaking? I cannot hear you.
You there?
Hey, how you doing, Rags?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Just wanted to call on the show, let you guys know that you're doing a great job, and that's about it.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Is Mr. McDonald co-hosting this evening?
No, I'm still here. What's going on, man?
He's texting away.
Okay, all right.
Ken stepped out.
Yeah. Oh, he had an appointment.
So we're all sitting around the bonfire listening to your radio show, Mr. Ray. And I'm being discharged tomorrow from the program. And I'm a little nervous and feared up. So I just wanted to call in and just...
What's the bonfire?
About that.
So yeah,
it's your apartment.
Are all your
surprise.
Guys, are your guys liking the show or
yeah.
What?
Yeah, the disgruntled.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's like listening, and yeah, we're all, you got a lot of fans,
Josh.
Doesn't anybody want to talk over there? Anybody else want to join in? Can they lead the bonfire for like a
Mr.
second?
I'll give you a call tomorrow, and thanks for being the best. Okay. Oh, Black Horse Acres is a shout out too for you, Johnny, for their high opinion. So.
Who is this?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, my friend. I love you.
Thank you.
Lovely too, my brother. Good night.
Good night.
Night. Night.
That's pretty cool, man.
What time is it?
Hey, that's
Brian
great.
Carmody?
Time for another caller.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I know Brian. Yeah. That's good to hear
from
you.
For the word of the week.
Word of the week, my friend.
Are you still sponsoring them?
No.
No? Good.
Booyah!
Booyah.
What do you got for us?
He's got
I don't know. I'm kind of, you know.
We have a segment.
Kind of lost for words, actually.
What's it called?
Word of the week.
Oh, okay.
Word of the week.
Right, right. You know what? The word that I came up with was unity. Because it's a state of being united or joined as a whole. So, and that's a big part of the show. You know, we come together. Gail was on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
And
whoa.
Saved by the Bell. I love it.
Is that you calling in, Ken?
Yeah. It's Alan.
Hello?
Uh-oh. I think we lost somebody.
It was a pocket.
It was a pocket call.
It was a pocket call.
I was thinking the same thing.
Well, you're on the air.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Yay, good.
Fabulous.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Who am I talking to here?
A lot of people.
A few of us. Who are we talking to?
Everybody from Hightstown.
Welcome to Hightstown.
Whoa!
Whoa.
He just passed the phone off to me. We're still sitting here at the bonfire.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
They're playing spin the bottle, loser gets the phone.
Marty does everything. He answers the phone, he runs the show.
Orders pizza.
Donuts, the pizza Dunkin' Donuts every so often. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
How's the bonfire going?
Hang in there, man.
Good night, everybody.
We went out to a meeting tonight, but things got a little screwed up. So we came back and we decided to tune into your radio show.
I'm glad you did.
A good move.
Get some education.
Hey, man, we're like therapy.
That's right. Thanks.
You're still fellowshipping.
Thanks for thinking of us like that.
Yeah,
thanks for making me the South Jersey division of City of Angels.
That's right, baby.
Every Monday night, you should skip the meeting and just call us.
Is that a suggestion?
That was Gail's
or a silent
suggestion.
Command.
That's a great suggestion.
Yeah, it is. Just
I
sit
love
around
it.
The bonfire.
Sit
and
around
call
the bonfire
us every Monday night.
I thought you were going to say sit around the bar.
sit around the bar. And
no.
Water.
Yeah, it's going to go over.
We can use some water.
Well, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it.
Who's that?
It's his other girlfriend.
Okay, we were discussing the... We were hearing
unity just kind of showing up for each other. And, you know, it's been a tough couple weeks for me. And, you know, people have... continued to show up, and I've continued to show up, you know, even though this disease tells me that I should show up.
My disease tells me that all the time.
Why do you want to do that, Ken? You know, like...
Yeah.
But it's interesting, and you know, that word kind of popped into my mind about unity, because I really feel like I'm unified with this process. I'm unified with
bonfire.
Yeah, we're
you know what I do, and same people.
Bonfire people.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, hello. Hi, guys.
Hey, you. What are you doing?
How you doing?
Is this Adina?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Must be What's a New York up? Person.
How's everybody tonight?
We're Sorry, good. We're you. Good. We're not with you, though.
You're yeah, there's one chair you. Empty here, Tina.
I know. I'm very yeah, sad.
Your chair's over there, and it's empty.
Well, it's not empty. It's got my cell phone on her, so.
Alan's got his cell phone on there.
Hey, Tina, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good. I woke up this morning.
That's a blessing.
That's a good thing.
Yes,
That's
it is.
That's always a good thing.
Any garlic bread?
I never leave that out.
I know. Well, I wanted to give our deepest sympathies to Ken.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Very welcome. So, it was a good show tonight?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Rocking the radio or what?
That's yeah. right. Yes. We're rocking. We are rocking.
Rocking and rolling.
We got a bunch Good. Of calls tonight. I guess, I told
Good.
You.
Good. I
you,
know.
You,
I yes. called a few times. I was busy.
Really? Artie must have been on the other line or something.
Going 1-800-RECOVERY. No,
we can kill you.
Oh, God. So I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
What's new and exciting? When tell us quickly. Tell us about your event on May 20th.
Oh my goodness! It's going to be super exciting. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I like that.
And better than ever could have imagined. And we're working on stuff now. We actually just received, besides all the great awareness and speakers and literature and things going on, we just received some Disney Hopper passes, four of them, for our Tricky Tray raffle.
Nice.
Wow. So we can Good. Continue doing all the great stuff that we're doing. So we, can do
we had requested stuff from Disney, and they actually sent us four Park Hopper passes. You know
What's
what I mean?
A to Park raffle. Hopper pass?
That's, you can use it to go in any park. Like, they're four-day passes.
That's crazy,
you can get me one
it?
For me and my son.
I have found it works there. That's kind of how it works.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. They give you one.
Nice.
Did you meet Tina?
I don't believe so.
Wow. Well, that's super. Yeah, so that, you know, that was exciting. That just happened to me.
Tina's one of the guys.
But so many great things. Hopefully you guys, I think on your chair is the event flyer. Maybe you can quick read it real quick. And so you guys are coming, right? So these angels going to be live on the radio? Setting that up too as well.
I don't know that we'll be live, but we'll be there.
We will be there. And we will have a show.
The bodies will
Maybe
be there.
We'll do Facebook Live or something.
It might be a recorded show.
We'll be there, and
well, you'll be
we'll
there.
Get,
you'll
yeah,
support.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
That's all that matters. It's
Absolutely.
And all right, it's the 20th, right?
May 20th.
May 20th.
Yeah, Nazareth.
May 20th.
And I will.
Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
I love Nazareth,
Mario
Pennsylvania.
And Freddie.
Not to be confused with where Jesus was
Mario
from.
Mario Guitar. Mario
You have to
Maybe
bring some myrrh.
Maybe he'll be there,
too. Are we away in a manger that day?
Well, yeah. He was born here, too.
We're so silly. It's good to hear your voice. I'll see you on Friday, right?
Oh, yes. We'll be there on Friday. Okay. Open house in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Plenty of
Little
food
Easton,
and all that.
Borderline yeah. of New Jersey.
That sounds like fun.
Nice.
Oh, food.
Get
yeah.
to, get to
right now.
Yeah, me too.
What's the name of that town?
Food.
What's that?
What's the name of that town you said?
Easton.
Easton?
Oh. Yeah.
A-S-T-O-N. Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
it's like
know,
an hour and a half away.
He's a good speller.
Yeah, well, don't forget me. Bring some brownies or muffins or
oh, garlic
brownies.
Bread.
Or meatballs.
Don't we have to watch our sugar?
Your meatballs. You were talking about that since
I
met you.
I'm Italian.
That's a beautiful.
Boy, we are so crazy.
A cannoli?
Cannoli, now you got my
cannoli.
Attention.
Yeah, you got my attention.
Cannoli.
I'm all about it.
Hey, how do we sound out there? We sound good?
Sound like a bunch of addicts.
Sounds good.
Good.
All right. All right, well, you guys all have a great night. And I won't wait past 9, only when I'm there. Then we go to 10. Right, Ari?
Yeah, we make special arrangements for you.
Because you're special.
That's a Monday night 8 to 10 show.
That's right.
You go 8 to 10 show, I'm going, that's great when you're running the radio station.
Well, she's going to be our guest host next week. You coming next week?
Next week.
Got to add for everything.
What?
It's funny, it sounded like her time.
All right, well, you guys all have a great night. Good job on the radio tonight. You did well.
We'll see you next Monday, right?
Good night, Tina.
Sounds good. Yes, you will.
All right. I'll see you Friday.
Good night.
Take care. All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right.
Is it okay?
Any other calls?
Is it okay if I share something?
Ooh, sure.
All right, cool. I love these little things. So if anybody's out there listening and they think that their problem isn't a lot or isn't it too severe, if you're doing anything that you know is not right, pick up the phone and call in. We're here to talk to you and listen and maybe give you some good direction in life or, you know, whatever. You know, a little problem is a big problem, and it'll get bigger. So that's all I really got, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool. You're here.
I want to thank our guests, Alan.
Yes.
And Gail. Thank
yes,
you.
Absolutely.
Gail.
Thank you for coming.
To have you on the show. Feel
good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
I'll be back.
Thanks again to Artie for
such a great
job. Thank you, Artie.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And of course, my co-host, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Good to be here.
And John. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Until next week, we got a great show lined up. Be well.